Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it.
The Jamoti Podcast is powered by Sideline Interactive. Sideline Interactive is the leading manufacturer for high-quality, innovative scoring tables and LED video display boards that help coaches and schools bring more excitement to fans, create huge fundraising opportunities, and make their jobs easier. Visit sidelineinteractive.com to check out their amazing products.
I think that's maybe when we do our greatest work as coaches, is not when it's nice it worked out that way for Deion. Getting that win was huge, right? Probably catapulted that culture to just another level quicker. But when we do our best job is when we're 6-8, when we're 2-5. I would imagine in those moments, obviously there's things we got to improve, but what's the balance between focusing on, like, let's just take film, focusing on the negative clips when we don't block out, when we didn't get on the floor, when we didn't make a one more, as opposed to finding those positive clips and coaching from that standpoint of, this is how we block out. This is how we get on the floor. Look at that hustle. Man, he was kind of open and he did that one more and delivered a great pass to a great open teammate. What's your balance with that, especially when it might be in losses?
I mean, I do think there's something to, like, the old coaching, you know, philosophy of treating wins like losses and losses like wins. You know, I do think, you know, when you have a big win, it's probably easier to come in with a little more negative intent in your film session, because you're just reminding everyone that, hey, man, if this ball goes in, we're coming in this morning and it is a completely different feeling. So we can't ever lose the fact that, like, if you don't do these things well, you run the risk of getting beat.
Right.
You know? And the other side, you know, you have a heartbreaking loss, you know, maybe you are pissed as a coach, but, you know, maybe you do want to come in and show, like, man, we're doing so many things right, you know. And then sometimes you show both, you know, because I do think that is the challenge. It's like, right now, if you came and watched us practice, you'd probably see a good play and a bad play and a good play and a bad play and a good play, bad play, bad play. The challenge is, how do you increase the amount of good plays and decrease the amount of negative plays, you know, knowing that to beat really, really good teams, you're going to have 40 minutes of pretty good plays on both ends of the floor. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to play more plays the right way and less plays the wrong way.
I think depending on the time of year that you're training with your athletes, or the type of team that you have. Like, I would imagine, you know, guys that are in the top 10 in the country, they have pretty good players, and they can hold their guys to pretty high standards all throughout. My level, with, as you had mentioned, I've got some freshmen that have very little. You know, at Grapevine Faith Christian School, they were choosing between basketball or band. That was their dilemma. And they chose basketball. So, you know, but with that wide range, I kind of take the approach of Gannon Baker. Throughout most of the year, we're going to celebrate the try. Yeah. Like, you're trying to do the right thing. It didn't work out perfectly, but I see where your head's at. Yeah. And then believing that at some point it is going to connect fully. But I think celebrating that try gets us from being outcome-based and keeps us in that process-based world that we want to be in.
And maybe perfect is a bad, you know, descriptor, but I do like that. And that's what we tell our guys a lot. Like, you don't have to be perfect, because you're not going to be perfect, but you do need to have perfect intentions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't have to be perfect. Mistakes are going to happen, but you need to step out here with the intent that you're not going to try to make mistakes. You know, you're not going to try. You are going to try to do what you're being asked to do. Those are going to be your intentions. You know, that's how you're coming into this practice. You're not coming into this practice like, well, I want to try to show coach what I want to do or what I can do. You have to come into it with the mindset of, like, hey, man, like, let's have really good intentions on what we're trying to do here, with the understanding it's not going to be perfect, but you do need to have perfect intentions.
I think that goes to confidence with players and building confidence. I don't care what level you're at. I think that is not building it from scratch, but maybe helping players to keep the confidence that they should have. Maybe we call them out on the confidence that they have that they shouldn't, that they haven't earned. But at your level, what do you do to build confidence in your players throughout a year?
I think so much of confidence is rooted in work and work habits. The most confident players have the hardest work habits, man. It's not really tricky to me. Now, I do think there's the old adage, like you just mentioned it, like what comes first, you know, like the chicken or the egg, what comes first, a player's confidence or a coach instilling confidence in player, you know, and that's kind of always like, you know, obviously players want to feel confident and they want to feel that their coach has confidence in them. And coaches want to be confident in their players, you know? And so I've always told players, man, I think the biggest thing that you can do is work, man. And through that work rate, you get the benefit of the doubt. I think good coaches will give players that are working their tail off a little bit of, you know,
yeah.
If a guy comes out, he's 0-for-6 in practice from three, but you know he was in the gym last night getting 500 shots. You know, as a coach, you're a little more apt to, I'm a little more apt to be like, dude, you'll make the next one. As opposed to the guys in there, you know, 0-for-6, but you know he hadn't been in the gym in the week, you're going to be a little more like, dude, I don't know if that's a good shot for you.
Yeah. You know? You don't have the right to be confident in that. Like what?
Coach Eustace used to always say, dude, you're not practicing on our time. You know, like this is team practice. You know, this is the team's practice. You're not working on your individual game in our team practice. So
that's gold right there.
You know, so I think there's no other way. Like, and I think film's a great teacher. You know, I think that just allows a player to feel more confident. But man, there's no substitute for good old fashioned like reps, and like you mentioned with you guys, just having the ball in your hand, and you tell our guards, dude, go in there and do 10 minutes of ball handling until your forearms are burning, you know?
Man,
and
I'm blown away how little players do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And when you're out there, you're not having like mishandles because it's an extension of your body. So no secrets on that one, man. That's what it is, man. You got to put the work in.
Dina Evans, longtime PGC director, had a great quote. She said, coaches can't take your confidence, but you can give it away. I think that's a reminder for players, is that it's their job to maintain their own confidence. And the way that you maintain your confidence is you earn it.
Yep.
Like, because it's, I tell my guys, it's like you go into a test and the teacher's standing at the door and she says, hey, be confident, you got this today. And you know deep in your heart, I didn't study a lick for this thing. Her words, our words mean nothing. But the opposite is true. And I don't feel like you're this way, but there are coaches, I had them, that they will go the negative route quickly to any player, any mistake, anything. That's when the confidence and then protecting their own, not giving it away, I think comes into play.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.